BJ and Jamie.
Have you heard this John Elway story?
No.
Where he's driving a golf cart out at Stagecoach. You know, Stagecoach is the week after Coachella.
Yeah.
In the same venue, right? He's driving a golf cart on Saturday. One of his best friends is on back, falls off, hits his head. He's on life support.
Oh, I didn't know John. I knew about his ex-manager, but I didn't know John was driving the golf cart.
John was driving.
Yeah.
Wow.
John was driving.
I knew they were best friends, and wasn't he his
agent?
Agent.
Yeah. His name is Jeff Spurbeck. Never heard of the guy, but it's his agent. But this thing happened on Saturday. It took a long time to get the news out, didn't
it? Oh, no, I knew about the agent for a while.
Did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, but I didn't. They never said John Elway was driving.
Yeah, that was just released.
Wow.
Well, they've confirmed the fact that John Elway was driving this golf cart, but they're saying there's no foul play at all, that it was just an accident. Here's the story.
John Elway and Jeff Spurbeck were longtime friends and business partners dating back to the 1990s. Most recently, the two opened a winery together in Napa Valley. And sadly, tonight, Spurbeck is on life support. And doctors told family, quotes, there's no hope that he will recover. The incident happened on Saturday evening in La Quinta, California. That's roughly about 20 minutes from Palm Springs. Elway and Spurbeck were golfing here at the Madison Club when Spurbeck fell off of the back of the moving golf cart, rolled over, and then hit his head on the concrete. This is all according to TMZ. Elway called 911 after the accident, and when paramedics arrived on scene, Spurbeck was reportedly unconscious but still breathing. TMZ says Spurbeck suffered a traumatic brain injury, with doctors telling family members the 61-year-old will not survive.
Terrible story.
Yeah, I knew they were keeping him alive to harvest his
his organs.
His
for
organs,
donation,
yeah. Sorry.
So it was on a golf course. It wasn't at Stagecoach. I heard it was at Stagecoach.
So the story that I read, that it was, they were coming home from an after party from Stagecoach, and they were on the golf course when it happened.
Either way, just a horrible, horrible story.
No,
I didn't even know this even happened.
I didn't know that John was driving till this morning. You just told me.
I look at news all the time. I never even saw this story over the weekend, but I thought, wow, what took so long for this to come out? But yeah, now TMZ has confirmed that John Elway was driving the golf cart that this guy fell off of. They don't know if he was riding the back of it, fell out of the side of it. They don't really know. But just a terrible
story.
Yeah,
that is awful.
Yeah.
All right, well, happy day.
Yeah, well, it's a big story.
No, I know.
I think. Is it a big story? Yeah, I think it is.
Well, now that we know that John is driving it, it gets even crazier, right?
Yeah.
More tragic.
So he was his agent?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
All right. All right, Nuggets win last night. If you want good news, Nuggets win. They blew out the Clippers. They're up 3-2 now.
If they
go back and win tomorrow night in Los Angeles, they win the series.
That poor coach.
Yeah.
I just feel so
bad for him. Do you think he's rooting for him?
No.
Michael Malone was fired. He was the head coach of the Nuggets. He was fired right before the playoffs. Said they just weren't performing. And now they're in the playoffs, it looks like they're a game away from taking this series.
Weren't they already going to, when he was there, they were going to go to the playoffs anyway, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were headed to the playoffs.
He got them there.
He won a world championship for them.
Yeah, and
I don't understand.
This year he got them to the playoffs, right?
But what we understand is the players didn't like him.
I guess.
He was too hard on him or something. And you know, these millionaires, you got to take it easy on these guys, you know.
Well, and they're proving they don't need him.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's the sad part.
I know, it's awful.
I wonder if he's sitting there last night watching this game,
he's
hoping
drunk.
That they just, yeah, drunk.
He's got whiskey and he's just crying to his wife and he's just drinking whiskey. And I mean, it's like a horrible Netflix documentary.
He's trying to pay off the refs, give them all the fouls.
It's so
he's
sad.
Yelling at the screen, break a leg, break a leg.
So sad.
Because I guess the Joker was one of his biggest nemesis when it came to the locker room.
We don't know that for a fact, but we did agree that, look, if the Joker said he can't go, if don't fire him, he could have stopped it. Right? It's the Joker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He could have put his foot down and said, he goes, I go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So. And then they would have kept him, right?
Right, but they didn't know they didn't do that.
So it's got to be on him.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Well, they're a game away from getting that series done, and it looks like the Avs, let's see, they play tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night here at Ball Arena.
And if they lose, they're out of it.
Yep.
Did the Blues win?
They play tonight.
Oh, okay. Because my friend and I, he's in St. Louis, and I'm here, so I'm acting like I know what's going on with the hockey thing. We text each other every morning.
All right, BJ and Jamie, your number one sports station.
No kidding.
Right here. We have all the updates for you. We know what we're doing, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.